Okay, we're good now. Thank you.
24085.
24085.
Once again, identify yourself for the record.
Detective Michael Evangelisti, EVANGELISTI, the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, and represent Commissioner Higgins in this revocation hearing.
Your opening statement?
We are here today because the appellant's pistol permit was revoked based on suitability grounds. After he threw a ghost gun AR-15 style firearm outside of a vehicle that was being pursued by police in the residential area. When arrested, it was discovered the appellant had several unsecured loaded firearms at his residence with multiple children having access. The appellant has been involved in two firearm-related incidents in the just over 3 years he's had a permit.
Would you like to make a brief opening statement, sir?
Yes, excuse me. I do have the firearm secured. When they did come in my home, I didn't have no kids at the time. But now, being that I do have them secured, I do have a 2-year-old nephew in the house now, so they are secure now.
We'll get into your full statement later. Thank you.
First with me, I have Detective Iodice, I-O-D-I-C-E, of the Stratford Police Department.
Yes.
Perfect. So, what's your current town of employment, Detective? What's your current town of employment?
Stratford.
How long have you been employed as a police officer?
Approximately 8.5 years.
Okay. And were you working in the Stratford Police Department on or about May 23rd of 2023?
Yes.
Do you recall an incident involving a pursuit on this date?
I did.
How did you become aware of it?
So, if the state gives a stipend to the town or municipalities, click their ticket, and it's just to observe infractions, any violations of clicker ticket from someone's on their seatbelt, you would pull them over and issue an infraction.
Okay. And did you see an operator of a vehicle with no seatbelt with a passenger inside of it?
Yes, I did.
And what'd you do?
So when you see an infraction, you pull it over. And in this instance, on this day at this time, we observed a black Ford Explorer driving down the road. The operator was wearing a white t-shirt, so it's very easy to see a black strap. It was not there, so we attempted to pull the vehicle over. The vehicle continued. It was probably within, I would say, about a quarter of a mile. We turned our lights and sirens off. We knew that the vehicle was not yielding to our sirens, so we disengaged, but we still had a visual on down the street, and we saw it taking a left off of Thompson onto Hollister. And what we do after that is we canvassed the area. There's no immediate left or right we could take. We terminated it on that same street. So
why did you terminate the pursuit?
For public safety reasons, and also
so you're driving erratically?
Exactly.
And what type of area was it? What kind of area is it?
Predominantly residential.
Residential,
yes.
Okay. Is it densely populated? Like people
it is.
Walking,
there's a lot of foot traffic off of Warren Mountain. Yes.
Okay, so you terminate the pursuit, and then what do you do?
What we always do, just follow up, see if we get any leads. We canvass the area, and a witness actually approached us.
Okay.
And do you want me to go into that?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So once we saw a witness approaching our vehicle, the witness just said, were you guys in a pursuit? Were you guys following the vehicle? We confirmed. He said, I just saw a black SUV traveling at a high rate of speed. I'm paraphrasing here. I don't know if he said that, but very fast. And he saw that vehicle throw a backpack out of the passenger side vehicle, struck another vehicle, and landed on this area just prior to the street on the lawn. And then we did our research. I asked him if he can point out the backpack. He went up right up to it. He said this just happened within a couple minutes. So there's no other vehicle. Yeah, there's no other vehicles that came that way. He pointed out the backpack, and I saw the backpack. It had a hole at the bottom of the backpack, and I could see a clear plastic bag with .223 ammunition spilling out of it.
Okay. and what you do next. So you see the bag and what you do next.
Subsequently, we called the detective bureau to process the scene. It's abandoned property at that point. Also, there's also community caretaker function. If there's ammunition, there's possibly a firearm. It's reasonable to believe that there's a firearm also in that bag. So we did our due diligence, called the DB out there. They processed the scene, did photographs, and there was a firearm in that bag as well as the image.
And what type of firearm was found in that bag? Do you remember?
It was an assault rifle style, no stock on it, so it was readily available, which people take off the stocks to make it easier access. It had a pistol grip, it had iron sights, and it was spray painted silver with blue pistol grip and blue iron sights.
Was there a serial number?
There was not, it was manipulated, so it was unreadable.
Was it an AR-15 style?
Yes.
Rifle. And yes. Was it semi-automatic, except in detachable magazines?
Yes.
Oh. And was ammunition found inside the bag ultimately?
Yes, 223 ammunition.
Oh. And was this seized as evidence?
It was.
Okay. How close was the bag found to the registered owner's address in a vehicle that engaged you to pursue?
It was essentially in the front lawn.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it was what?
So the registered vehicle, when we were pursuing the vehicle, we were close enough to get a plate before we disengaged the pursuit, and the resident, the registered owner of the vehicle, came back to 223.
Yeah, you have to say the actual address.
Oh, okay.
Just
on,
for
on Hauser, right where we saw the vehicle taking that left. So
it was thrown out right in the immediate vicinity of where the registered owner's address was of the car they engaged in pursuit.
It is a T-section intersection, so you got Thompson Street and Hollister's right here. We saw the vehicle take the left, and the backpack was thrown out right in front of the lawn.
Okay.
Thank you.
So they're very familiar with, the operators are familiar with the area.
Did you make contact with the registered owner of the vehicle that engaged pursuit?
Yes, because the witness flag was down right there at the same intersection where there was a neighbor. And obviously we're going to do our due diligence. We're going to talk to the registered owner. She was out of breath. She didn't know what was going on, but she did confirm that that is her registered vehicle. And the appellants, she informed us that the appellants operate the vehicle. They solely operate the vehicle. She was with them hours earlier. She used the vehicle only for temporarily. I guess she doesn't do it often, but she just used it that day for errands. And the appellants were with her. And after that, they dropped her back off at her residence and took off on the vehicle, and it was just the two of the phones.
Was there any video of the incident available?
Yes, there was.
And what did the video show?
So at that time, it was passed over to Sergeant Astrofalo.
Okay,
yes.
I'll ask him. Okay. That's all I have for Detective Iodides.
Do you have questions for this witness?
All right, my next witness.
I'm sorry, any questions?
Oh, I apologize.
At this point? Oh, okay.
Was the firearm loaded?
I do not recall. That's the DB processes. I wasn't a detective at the time, so I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to let them do their thing and process how they want to process.
Okay, thank you.
So I have Sergeant Cifalo with me of the Stratford Police Department, Cifalo. Sir, what's your current town of employment?
The town of Stratford.
How long have you been employed as a police officer?
8.5 years.
Were you working as an officer in the Stratford Police Department on or about May 23rd of 2023?
Yes.
Do you recall an incident involving a pursuit on this day?
Yes.
How did you become aware of this?
I found out, I believe it was the next day, I was working narcotics unit at the time, and the appellants were on our radar for another investigation, so then that information of what happened in the pursuit was then passed on to me the following day.
And was there any video of this incident available?
Yes.
Do you remember what it showed?
Various camera footage was located from different Ring doorbell cameras and from our LPRs throughout the town, so we were able to watch the vehicle as the path that it took. And the appellant sitting here was seen throwing the bag out of the window, which hit a parked car and then fell onto the front lawn of the sidewalk area where it was located.
Was it from the passenger side or the driver's side?
I believe it was from the passenger side.
Okay. And did you conduct a further investigation
Yes.
And what type of investigative steps did you take?
We conducted a trash pull a few days later.
And was anything found during the trash pull?
Yeah, but during the trash pull, we located a high-capacity magazine that had attempted to be burned, and the parts were all taken out of it. So there was a spring, the follower plate, and then a gold spray-painted partial high-cap magazine that was partially burned.
Would the magazine that was found have fit in the firearm that was thrown from the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. When you say a trash pull, from where?
From the appellant's residence.
Just maybe to clarify what a high cap mag is?
Like a 30 round magazine.
Did you apply for arrest and search warrants for the appellant and the other appellant in this case?
I did.
With the search warrant for their address, did you execute it? Were you there?
Yes, I was.
And what happened?
So the day of the execution of the search warrant, I'm part of the SRT team, the SWAT team. So we did a SWAT entry. I was on the perimeter. The team went up to the front door. They knocked on the door. We did a call out. The second appellant, the door briefly opened. He then retreated inside. He was not seen at the time with a firearm. He then emerged with a firearm in his waistband and then came out with his hands up.
Were any firearms found inside the residence?
Yes.
And how were they found? Their condition?
The condition, they were just in the appellant's rooms, separate bedrooms. In the upstairs bedroom, they were kind of all over the place. So the upstairs bedroom faces the street. There was an AR rifle basically pointed at the street, just lying on the window. There were some on the bed. There were some on the dresser. There were some in the dresser.
Were they loaded?
Yes. And then in the downstairs bedroom, the same thing. There was several firearms down there, unsecured throughout the room.
Were the doors locked to the
No.
bedrooms? Approximately, what were the ages of the children present in the home?
I believe it was from 3 years old to 17 years old. And I believe there was approximately five children inside. Okay.
Were any gun safes or locked areas present in the home that you remember?
No.
So everybody had free access based on what you had found that day?
Yeah, we didn't have to breach any doors. All the doors were open. It's a two-family house, and we were able to go up and down with easy access.
Were the firearms seized?
Yes.
After being arrested, what did the appellant say regarding the pursuit and firearm thrown from the vehicle?
The appellant here, when he was questioned, said that it was a friend's, it wasn't his, and he was nervous, and that's why he threw it out the window.
That's all I have.
Do you have questions for this witness?
No, I do not.
From the board?
Yeah. I think I know the answer, but were there any locking devices present on any of the firearms?
No.
Thank you.
Sergeant, when were there the five children you referenced, were they present when you executed
yes.
the search warrant?
Okay. Yes, and they were all taken, obviously, safely out of the house at the time that they were all there.
Yeah. And if you recall, or part of it, maybe it'll come up in the follow-up, but were any of the firearms would have been considered assault weapons by Connecticut statute
yeah.
at the time?
Yes.
Were you able to determine if any of them were registered properly?
I believe when we ran the two appellants, there were several that were registered to them and then maybe unregistered. I don't know if that was a timing thing to get into the database. I don't know, but there were several. I think there were a couple that were not registered, if I'm not mistaken.
Thank you. You can tell your side when you get to you. That's fine. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Can I ask just for clarity, is this case still pending or is there a disposition?
Accelerated rehabilitation.
Has that been completed? Detective, or is it still ongoing?
I'll defer to the appellant on that one. I believe it's done, but based on the information that was given,
okay.
It's apparently completed. So.
Thank you.
I guess I'm confused. The video that we saw.
That's a separate incident that'll come up during cross.
Okay, thank you. So no other questions for these witnesses? Okay, your turn, sir.
Excuse me. All the firearms that they did take from our homes, they were all registered. Not one of them was unregistered firearms. They were all registered. I did have a gun permit at the time.
When you say all, do you know how many?
I had five with a receiver.
Five with a, I'm sorry.
With a receiver to build another one.
Oh.
And they were all registered.
Okay.
And then the being scattered around, that was in my apartment. Like I said, I didn't have no kids at the time. So I really didn't make it, like, I didn't seem it was a big deal because I didn't have no juvenile, no younger kids in my home, but.
Explain the house to us. It's a two-family.
Okay, it's a two-family. It's up and down. First floor, walk in, that's one apartment. Then you go up to the right, and then there you go upstairs, and that's the second floor.
And which was yours?
I lived on the second floor.
And who else lived there?
Me, my mom, and then my sister was staying with us at the time, too.
How old is she?
She was, she's 21, actually, 22 now.
Okay. Do you have questions for?
I do, thank you. Sir, when was your permit initially issued? Do you remember?
2020.
2020? Okay. Why do you have two different towns listed on your questionnaire for mailing and residential addresses? One's in Bridgeport and one's in. I was just wondering.
One's in Bridgeport?
Yeah.
You're probably getting, because I do have a son, so you're probably getting his, because he's named right after me.
Oh, no, it was on your questionnaire. Your actual questionnaire that you supplied the board, it was. There's two different addresses if you look at the top. The one that you guys filled out.
And one says 120, 120 well, yeah. Something, the and top. The other is a 56 Boston Ave.
That's very old. I haven't lived there in like 10 years, maybe longer.
You wrote it down, that's what.
Okay. Yeah, just for clarity, I didn't know.
So you live in Stratford?
Yes, I do live in Stratford.
So, in your questionnaire, you left your criminal and motor vehicle history blank, but there was an infraction in 2018 property without a license. Are you aware?
But that's the wrong brother.
No. So this one is for, he has a few others as well, but it's for. Show someone currently active in law enforcement only?
Yeah, everyone does have a CLEXR.
Okay, yeah. Oh, never mind.
You're good to go.
So the name will match at the top and the. There's a 2018 guilty infraction for operating without a license?
Yes.
That goes to your name too?
Yes.
Okay, it's just. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's okay, so you meant so that's fine. I was wondering why it wasn't added to your questionnaire. Because they were asking for any motor vehicle specifically, so.
I wasn't too sure.
Okay. And did you fill out the questionnaire alone, or did somebody help you? Is that your handwriting?
Yes, this is my handwriting.
That's your handwriting, okay. So getting to more of the meat and potatoes of what happened. On the day of the pursuit, where were you coming from?
I dropped the gentleman off, and then I was on my way home.
And you were the passenger?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and where were you coming from?
I was coming from down Barnum, okay. Going towards like Bridgeport area.
Okay.
Like maybe, like the subway on East Main area, okay. Over that way.
All right, and at what point did you acquire the ghost gun that day? How did it get in the car?
The gentleman that I was giving the ride to.
Okay.
He asked me for a ride, I got him in the car.
Okay.
He had a bag, I did see the bag when he got in the car. And then, as I was going up, I see the gentleman's try to pull us over. I look, and then I see the bag there.
And you knew what was inside the bag?
I kind of knew what was in there because the gentleman was trying to ask me for help on it. And because of me prior to my own firearms.
Okay. So what kind of help was he seeking?
He wanted, because I guess it was like, a little messed up or he didn't really describe too much to us.
Like, was he trying to get help selling it, fixing
it?
No,
it was just a fix.
Oh, so it was broken?
Yeah.
Okay. And where were you taking it?
I wasn't taking it anywhere. I was going home.
But he had given it to you?
No, he got out of our car before the pursuit happened.
But you just said he wanted you to take a look at it to fix it?
Yeah.
So where were you taking it?
He was supposed to come with me.
Oh, he was supposed to come with you? So where did he get out? Do you remember where his actual location is that he got out?
He was saying that he was supposed to jump on a bus to go back home or whatever, wherever he was going.
So you're going to have it for a prolonged period of time then? Can you say how long?
I really wasn't supposed to stay with the firearm.
Okay. Did you think it was legal to have?
Probably not, because you know the way that it looked.
That's why you threw it out the window, because you didn't think you were allowed to have it?
Yes.
Were you worried that someone might find the discarded firearm ammunition, because it is a residential area? Were you worried somebody might like pick it up?
I was kind of worried about it.
Okay. What were you planning on? So were you planning on going back to retrieve the bag with the gun later? Or just leave it and never try to go near it again?
Yeah, I didn't really want nothing to do with it.
Okay, so once you threw it out, you just, it's abandoned, I'm done with it, right? It doesn't matter what happens to it from there. Okay. How did the high cap mag get in the trash?
That I don't know.
You don't know?
That I don't
Had you ever seen any high cap mags?
No. Nope.
Anything? No?
Okay.
Nope. Nothing like that. Do you feel that your firearms were properly stored when the search warrant was executed at your house? It's just personal opinion.
I would say yeah, because I didn't have children in the home.
Okay.
But now since, you know, I do have a nephew in the house now.
Okay.
Now, you know, I do have it all locked up and there's nowhere that nobody could even get into them.
Okay. So in the report for the 2022 shooting that occurred where you were struck in the arm,
yes,
you referenced a separate road rage incident where you were shot and you received an injury?
Yeah, I was shot in my right eye in 2018 over me pulling out my driveway.
Pulling out of your driveway?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Because it says...
I don't know who the gentleman was.
Okay.
I just beeped at him, so he won't hit my car.
Yep.
And he started mouthing off, so I was like, okay, what do you want to do?
Okay.
And next thing you know, I was on the ground.
Wow. Did you report the police at all? Or
no,
anybody?
I didn't.
No?
No.
And he shot at you, or
yes.
Shot at...
He shot, and I guess it like ricocheted off the ground and then hit me.
Was it a handgun? Or?
It was dark.
It was quick.
Yeah,
oh,
it was
at
dark.
Night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's good for you.
Is that the video?
No. The video is over the shooting that happened at your residence.
Okay.
And that's part of that investigation. I was just referencing when he went to the hospital for shooting from the video, he alluded to a road rage incident where he had received an injury from that. And that was in 2018, I believe.
Yes, it was.
It was 2018 when he lost that from a ricochet shot. It was not reported to the police, so I don't have a report on that. Is there a reason you didn't tell the police? Don't you want to find it? Like, bring this guy to justice?
I mean, you know, it's so long ago now.
Well, I mean, now, but
I know.
Just. All right.
Yes.
Was the gun in the bag loaded when you threw it out the window?
That I don't know, officer.
Okay.
Yeah. So the when Stratford police executed the search warrant, there were five children in the residence. Where they were in the
resident,
were they in the lower? Yeah, they were in the lower apartment.
Yes, they were.
And is there access? Is there like a... the Stratford sergeant testified that they didn't have to breach any doors once they went entered the house. So did the children have free run in the house? Like, can they go from... Where, at that time, were they able to go from the first floor to the second floor without encountering a locked door?
At the time of me being like taken out the house? Or
yes.
In general?
Yes.
In general?
They probably would be able to, but my room for sure, like my mom, she wouldn't allow nobody in my room just because of that reason of me having my firearms.
Okay, so it was your mother that sort of made sure that the kids didn't go in there?
And nobody really went upstairs because the kids are kids. They like to play with their own stuff.
Yep.
They're
but
in their own little world.
Was there access though? Were the doors locked?
No, the doors weren't locked.
All right, I'm a little confused about the seatbelts. But
roadblock? Were you driving when you went through the, who was driving the car when you went through the seatbelt?
My brother was the driver of the car.
Okay, where were you sitting?
I was in the passenger seat.
Is anyone else in the car?
No, sir, not at the time.
You referred to the gentleman. Who was the gentleman that had the gun?
It was just a friend that I knew from the street.
Okay, who was that?
I really didn't, his name goes by Marty. I really didn't, like, really hang out with him. I just knew of him from the streets, so.
So a guy you don't know, no idea who he is?
No, I knew of him, but I didn't, like, hang out with him all the time.
All right, so he wasn't in the car then, just you and your brother?
Mm-hmm.
But the gun was?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense, that someone would leave their gun with you, unless they were saying, here, take it home and work on it, repair it.
That's probably what he wanted me to do, but he was such in a rush that day to catch the bus. It was just like,
why would he need the bus? He's in the car. He's got a ride.
Because I wasn't. We were trying to take him to where his destination was back.
Did he pay you to repair the gun?
No, sir.
What were you?
No money was involved.
What was going on with the gun that didn't work? What had to be fixed? You said something had to be fixed.
He was saying that it was like a spring or something wrong. And you know, I have one of my own.
You have one of your own what?
My own firearm. And I know, like, I know how to, how can I say, take them apart, basically.
Okay. And the magazine was found in the trash. It was burned. Who burned the magazine?
That I don't know of.
Did you burn the magazine?
No, I did not.
Did your brother burn the magazine?
No. Nope.
Is there someone else in the house that would have burned the magazine? Because someone related or tied to you did that. Either you did it, your brother did it, or somebody else.
That
did.
I don't know of, sir.
Somehow that's not believable. So think about it, because you're under oath.
I understand. That I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
I guess I'm still confused about this video that we saw.
Then I'll play Morgan for the second appellant.
Okay. Okay. Question, yes.
Okay. You're not a gunsmith by any chance?
No.
But you know something about firearms.
Yeah.
And obviously to get your permit in the first place, you had to take a course about, you know, gun safety and gun safety rules, the laws in Connecticut about guns and all that. And you know that technically, under the law, you can't transfer a firearm directly to some other person if they don't have a federal firearms license. You have to go through a dealer to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen here. He just said, take the gun and fix it.
Yes.
So you were technically violating the law just by doing that.
I understand.
Thank you.
Point of clarification, under oath, are you stating that the backpack was left in your car with a firearm without your knowledge until the time of the stop? Or are you now saying that a firearm was recovered, that you took possession of the firearm to fix it?
So, before I had any of the situation happen, the gentleman did get in the car with me. And, you know, he was like, oh, it's broken, I'm not sure, but it seems like the spring is messed up. So I was like, okay. And then he was like, you think you can help me? And I was like, possibility. And then he was like, but I have to go. And I was like, okay. So we stopped, he got out the car, so I thought he took the bag with him. So as the time we were gonna get pulled over, I go to look and I see the bag sitting there.
And you knew when, I'm sorry, you knew when he got in the car with the bag, there was a gun in the bag?
At the time, no, until he got in the vehicle.
Yeah, when he got in the vehicle with the bag.
He was explaining to us what was...
He was explaining there's a gun in the bag?
Yes.
Okay.
So for the record, what's your statement? Did you take possession of the firearm, or was it left inadvertently?
It was just left there. Like I told him, you know, I have these of my own. You know, I have multiple firearms, you know, and I wasn't really gonna try to mess with it, because, you know, God knows what really was up with the firearm. So I got nervous, and then as they were, you know, trying to pull us over, I tossed it out the window. Like, I don't want nothing to do with it, basically.
Let me ask a different question. Thank you. Did you know you were under investigation at all?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
So
you didn't want to mess with the gun, so you threw it out, so anybody in the public, any kid walking down the sidewalk could pick it up.
That I know I was wrong about. You know, I was nervous. You know, it was my first, this is literally my first time being in trouble with the police like this. So I was nervous, so I tossed it out. Like, I didn't have nothing else to do with it.
Okay.
Are you employed?
No, I'm not. Due to my injury to the right arm, as of right now, I'm not.
Are you blind in that eye?
Yes, I am. Blind out the right eye and disabled right now from the right arm.
Other questions for the witness? You've asked all the questions you want to ask him?
Just one quick recross, one simple question. Since having your permit revoked, have you taken any courses, any safety courses, any further education on firearms?
I've been doing like a lot of research.
Research, but have you taken any formal courses, any like firearm training centers or anything along those lines?
No.
Anything about like firearm safety or anything along those lines?
No.
Okay.
Would you like to make a final statement?
No.
Good. I'd say that the appellant hasn't provided substantial proof as to her suitability after the judgment displayed after multiple incidents. For us, the issuing authority, not enough time's passed. This is too recent, multiple incidents, especially with no further education courses, anything along those lines. We would definitely felt more comfortable if they had taken the step proactively to go see further training and education. So at this time, definitely our concern still remains.
Sure. This is a revocation by the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. The revocation is based on suitability. The basis of the revocation was an incident that occurred in May 23rd, 2023. The Stratford Police Department attempted to make a motor vehicle stop. In the vehicle, the appellant was a passenger in. The vehicle failed to stop for the police. The police did not pursue, but went in the dirt, but investigated in the direction that the vehicle was fleeing. A witness flagged down the police, pointed out a backpack that had been thrown from the suspect vehicle. Inside the backpack, they found an assault weapon, which was an AR-15 platform rifle. It had no stock, but did have a pistol grip, along with .223 ammunition. The backpack was found in very close proximity to where the vehicle was registered to. Investigation regarding the incident. Stratford PD pulled video from the area. We're able to track the vehicle, and also were able to see the appellant throw the backpack out of the passenger side of the vehicle. They did a trash pull of the appellant's residence and found a high capacity magazine that was burned. A search warrant was applied for and executed. And when they executed the search warrant, there were five children in the residence in the ages of 3 to 17. In two of the rooms of the residence, there were multiple firearms found that were not secured as required. It appears the appellant was arrested but took advantage of the accelerated rehabilitation program. The appellant obtained his permit in 2020, and this occurred less than 3 years after the fact.
Comments from board members.
This occurred less than 2 years ago. The appellant was just the passenger in the vehicle, so he didn't have it. Does not appear that he made the decision whether to stop or not for the police, but the appellant at some point was aware that there was an illegal firearm in the vehicle. From the video that the sergeant found, it was obvious that it was the appellant that threw the firearm or the backpack containing the firearm and ammunition out of the vehicle. That was a very conscious decision. And by the appellant's admission today that there are firearms unsecured in his room and the five children had access throughout the house. There's no locks or anything that would prohibit children from getting into the room at the time. That's how I sort of feel.
Anyone else have comments? Dr. Conrad?
I am going to say issuing authority.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overture?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenstein?
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority.